Productions. So I just want to talk about this thing that's in my brain. It keeps me from wanting to come on, but I want some gain. Maybe a little fame. Yeah, oh yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the We the Patriots podcast. Sal Asante here. And all by myself today. I got some stuff to tell you guys. We got me and Andrew and I. We got some cool stuff that's coming down the pipe here. We got a new website. New website is, I would say, expect our new website to be ready next podcast. When the next one's ready to be released, we're gonna try to send out the website with it. Should have its own media player, which I don't expect you guys to use, but that'll be an option. But it should have links right to our YouTube and up and coming when we're looking to add possible merch. Like, I really am excited to start showing you guys some t-shirt designs that we have. I've never seen t-shirts that would look like this, so I'm really excited to sell them. I want them myself before I even give them to you guys. I'm going to have a few that are a little bit special. But those are going to be coming. I don't want to give you guys an exact date because everything starts getting messed up as soon as I start assuming. I thought we'd have them by now. Let's put it that way. Let's say maybe like a month. Say like maybe like a month, month and a half. We're going to start seeing some shirts, seeing some cool stuff, cool gear. And I don't mind if you guys don't get it, but I'm going to get it because it's going to look cool. And I'll show you guys here. I did want to personally thank all of you guys for moving over to YouTube. I saw my numbers going out on Spotify and I started getting worried, and I saw almost got 100 views on YouTube over here on the last video, and that just makes me so excited. I had a feeling that the video was going to be big. This video quality, hopefully, for this one should be much better. Going to hopefully try to stick to that in the future. It is hard. It's hard to get higher quality video, but that's on me. That's what I got to put a little bit more time into getting that. So I am excited to bring this to you guys. Hopefully we have a clips channel coming soon too. Not really a channel. It's just going to be a part of our channel, but we're going to break it down a little bit for you guys so you don't have to dive through those hour and a half long pieces all by yourself. We're going to break them down and we're going to send them out to you guys. So we definitely would love to have your guys' feedback. All the views is awesome, and I would love for you guys to start tapping that subscribe button out there. It really helps so much. I mean, the more and more you guys click on stuff, I know it's annoying to hear, but the more you guys interact with my stuff, the more people that get to have it thrown in front of their face, basically. And it means a lot. It means so much to me that people are commenting, people are liking, people are watching, and I don't know. I can't thank you guys enough. I really can't thank you guys enough for that. And it makes me want to keep going. It makes us want to keep pushing stuff out to you guys. I never thought that so many people would be like interested in stuff like this, even though I find it interesting myself. But I don't know. I've been paying attention to this stuff for so long that it's cool to see people get interested in whatever I thought was cool, rather than what someone else was cool that I was just listening to for years. It feels definitely cool to be on the other end of it, and I want to continue to do so. One thing I definitely want to try, if you guys are into it, and I'll definitely try to like ask a question about this, is streaming. I play video games all the time, and not all the time, but I play them enough, and I'm decent enough that I feel like it would be entertaining, but the entertaining part would be my rage. Which anybody who's played video games with me before just knows, just, I don't know, it's entertaining when you see it. So if any of you guys are interested in that, let me know. If not, then I just won't. I'll just keep playing on the side. But if you guys would want to come hang out, chat with me while I play, I don't know, I feel like I would definitely enjoy that. So that's definitely on the table. Might be for more of the people like subscribing, but obviously it'll be like on a different platform. So you guys will just have to let me know on that one. I might be able to do it on YouTube too, but I'd rather stay away from We the Patriots on that. that'll just be me, myself. So let me know if you guys actually want that. We'll obviously be talking about similar shit. Everything's going to be about the same stuff, probably. Most likely, if I'm going on a tangent, I'll talk about whatever. Oh boy, I got a burp coming. Oh, didn't know if you guys heard that coming from the bottom. But, what else did I want to say? What do we have coming down the pipe? Got a lot of cool guests coming down the next, like, month or two. Guests are hard right now. Everyone's, like, graduating school. Everyone's, like, in and out, everything. All of my age people. So bear with me on that. In the meantime, I hope you guys enjoy my friends, all my local guests and stuff. Definitely have some interesting ones coming up. And I would find them interesting. They're definitely going to be different from what we normally do. And just interviews. I like the interviews. I like the style of going back and forth with another person when it's not just me. It does make me feel a little bit better about it. But I don't mind in general. It's really not too big of a deal. Without further ado, I just want to talk about really one topic today. And it was obviously a topic that's like current events. So what happened this week was we got a gem from some scumbag in, I guess how would you classify this for someone that doesn't really follow American politics? There's a leak in the Supreme Court. So they didn't even do a vote. Nothing even came to a head. But they did have an argument. And the argument came out that they came up to vote on whether they would uphold Roe versus Wade. And it got struck down. For the first time in, I don't know when it was created, the 70s, 60s. For the first time in about 50 years, apparently we have no Roe Wade. I don't believe it. I don't think that's actually how easy it is. I know that laws don't just get created like that. We're definitely going to have to see. But what it was a breach. Stuff like that's not supposed to happen. For those of you who don't follow the politics, don't really pay attention too much, there's all outrage. All this whole culture is about is outrage. And for someone who's been at some point in my life so worried about politics on the upper scale, federal politics, or worried about elections and this, that, and the other thing, instead of worrying about me, myself, and what I'm doing every day, that stuff can be scary. I'm not a left-leaning thinker, but if you are, them making this publicized and them putting out all of this news, media, all this stuff, you have to look at it from a perspective of what do they want from you, right? I don't think that this leak was done in good faith. And I mean, I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out, but there's a deeper point in that. Somebody wanted to rile people up with this. They knew what they were doing. For what reasons, you can take all these guesses from a right perspective, a left-leaning perspective, but you look at things going around in the world, and things don't look pretty. Things don't look pretty, and they don't look pretty by way of our leadership, our government, the top, not running well. When stuff like that is happening, sometimes things happen. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know to make heads or tails. I don't know to make assumptions. I can make my own assumptions based on my own biases, but I don't think that helps a general conversation. But like I said, this leak wasn't supposed to, it's a leak. It wasn't actually a vote that was supposed to be a meaningful one. It was supposed to be an internal argument from what I read. And the fact that it spread out like this is just absurd. It's what everyone giving it attention is what's the problem. And it only leads to further destruction. Now, like one thing I did want to just post I'll definitely show you guys this picture. I'll show it, but this picture really circulated through, I think, my entire Instagram on the left-leaning side. And it was a picture saying, "He who hath not a uterus should shut the fucketh up." And it says it's by the Fallopians. Now, what that's saying, I can take a joke all you want, but the sad thing is what you're joking about is abortion. And listen, when you're talking about these topics, there is no clean answer. And I can tell you how I feel about my own. I'm sure some of you might already know. But the thing is, I actually find the problem with the deeper notion that the woman holding up this sign is making. First of all, she's wearing a mask and hiding her face with the sign. Right? Why is it okay in today's society to shame others for their opinions? My opinion is not the thing that hurts you. And to be honest, I think it's actually this woman's own opinion that's hurting herself. She's so convinced that she's the only one who can have an opinion on this subject that she's not able to look outwardly. And these pictures getting circulated, just to me, it just goes to show, I don't think you know what's actually happening. I don't think that this woman actually knows what the consequence of this argument happening is, because it's basically nothing. You're still going to be able to get completely legal abortions completely nationwide. It's not really going to be a problem at all. When you can get the abortion, that might be different, but this just is not going to affect things in the way that I think some people really think, and I think that the media and the herd mentality is to blame for that. There's been no serious consideration on what this actually means. I think the deeper point to take from this is that we have a serious problem with keeping confidential information confidential in this country, when there is supposed to be something like I could make an example with health violations. They happen all the time. HIPAA violations. People's rights just get thrown away in the trash when it comes to privacy. And this is just, to me, it hurts more to know that someone doesn't care that I have an opinion rather than what they care about my opinion itself. Because inevitably, I think that most of my opinions, maybe not most of, but a good handful of my opinions are just going to make people upset. And I would sure it's the same for other people the other way around. How many opinions are going to make me upset or not go with my own philosophy on life or not going to jive with the way that I think? And I'm sure it's a lot, right? But he who hath not a uterus should shut the fucketh up. I'll show you guys that one. So then we get into another picture that I saw. So I'll read it. I'll show it for you guys, but it's really just a note, someone's notes, just like I do on my iPhone. So it says, "You don't have to love abortion. You can dislike it. Maybe it even makes you sad. The way you view abortion is up to you. If you don't like abortion, you can advocate for proper sex education, access to birth control, and other things that have been shown to lower pregnancies. You don't have to like abortion. But what you can't do is disrespect someone for having an abortion. You can't take away that choice from women because you don't like it. Your emotions are not someone else's responsibility. Your emotions aren't more important than anyone else's bodily autonomy. You don't have to like abortion, but you have to respect the other people's rights. That includes the right to safe, accessible abortion." So It's hard as someone who falls in the pro-life category, which I will fully admit. I am completely pro-life. Pro-life in every sense, by the way. So I'm not really a supporter of war, in case you haven't been able to figure that one out. I wouldn't just throw myself into it, nor would I want anyone to die by my hand, ever. So abortion's an easy one for me. It's just a no. And I'm okay with you setting, because there's no, inevitably, you either agree with this or you don't, right? And because I don't, and there are people in the world that do, I'm not going to have my way. So I'm willing to concede that you have to be able to have them, I guess, to a certain point. I'm willing to concede that, only because I don't think I'm ever going to win this battle. On the ideological ground, I do not agree with it, and I hope that you can respect that. But on just a policy base, I think that you can make an argument that you have to allow it. Okay. But in that sense, don't you have to set a limit of when it's no longer allowed? Because I do find frustration in abortion advocates that do not put a term limit on their abortions and even allow it to go post birth. I've been hearing a lot of this recently, and it does disturb me. When you're allowing something to become so close to a viable human being, even a being a viable human being, or being a human being out of the womb, and then you're allowing that human being to pass because the mother is not, how is that even possible in just a sane society? To me, this is where, yeah, I guess it may sound like I'm coming from the right side here, but this is just, to me, plain wrong. I don't think that this document, this person, when they type this out, they're looking in the mirror when they say your emotions are not someone else's responsibility. Because to me, when you have, when you're advocating for an abortion, which I may be making an assumption, but I assume that this person really does support, when you're advocating for abortions to the point of viable babies being aborted, I don't think you have a case. I no longer think you have a case at all. And I'm sorry. I think at that point you've had plenty of time to make a decision. I think you've had time to get your ducks in a row. And if you can no longer care for this baby, you are a short term away from having that baby and being able to have that baby adopted. I do think that that is, I think that is viable. I think that is a solution. I think that a little bit of suffering after you've already committed so long, you have a viable baby inside of you and you're not taking their any of their emotions into consideration, right? When you have a viable baby inside of you, it's no longer just your opinions that should matter. And I'm not talking about just the woman and the man who had the baby. You now have a baby inside of you. There's a point when you make the case that a viable baby, you have to start advocating for that baby. Nobody advocates for that baby. Not many people. I do. That's my whole goal in life, is that I believe that that baby, really from the moment that it's conceived, that it is a viable baby. But that's my own opinion, and you may not agree. But there has to be a line set. And if you're going to make it medically, all right. Can it come out of the womb and survive? And at this point, I believe it's said that, yes, we can take a baby that is 20 weeks or less, and we can take them out of the womb and they will survive. At that point, I think you have an argument to make the case that no longer past 20 weeks can you get an abortion. I think you have a very, very reasonable and logical case for that. And that is the case that I guess I hold, because I can't hold the actual stance that I would like to hold politically. But stuff like this, where you see that my point of view, or someone like me, our point of view is taken and not only thrown in the trash, but we just shouldn't even be allowed to have it. What do I even say to that? Me having my own personal view, growing up the way that I have, being religious the way that I am, me having my view is looked at as frowned upon in a very large amount of American minds. Just because I'm a man, having this opinion. And if I was a woman, I'm sure I'd be hated as well, but this just isn't right. I don't hate you for your opinion. I think it might be going against my values, but I don't hate you for it. I think you were just raised a different way than me, and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that this, at this point in society, that's where we're at. It hurts. I completely disagree with that. Let's take a little break and come back. Thank you, guys.
I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming. I don't wanna wake up today. Another fucking roadblock in the way. I'ma try to live out my truth. Unless you wanna kill me, be my John Wilkes Booth. The things that I'm saying, it's all real. Been so long, I forgot how to feel. I know sadness and anger and hate. I promise you don't wanna live this way. Girl, I thought you knew pain. Played me just like a fucking game. I feel like a fool, yeah, another lame. But it's whatever, I'm still getting brain. I've been doing things I don't wanna do. Waking up every day is impossible. And that's the fucking truth. What a sad truth. I don't wanna wake up today. Another fucking roadblock in the way. I'ma try to live out my truth. Unless you wanna kill me, be my John Wilkes Booth. Yeah, put me to rest. Stop this beating up in my chest. If I'm being real, I've been depressed. But I know I'ma live my best.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed that little insert there. That's my boy Vinny. Trying to work his stuff in. I love it. Trying to love music, creativity all at the same time, and promote creativity in all aspects. I just want to close it out. I really enjoyed this. I hope you guys enjoyed me by myself. It is a little bit tough to do that, but also I think this is like my first one I'm really committing to. If you guys want to see more of this, please let me know, leave comments. If you guys don't want to see my fucking face no more and want to see all my guests, I'll definitely get them on more. I will put my face away. So you guys just let me know, comments. I love them. Likes, please send them out and subscribe. Everybody, I'm loving all of the interaction. You guys have been fantastic. And, yeah, I look forward to the next one. Hope you guys enjoy what we got coming down the pipe. Catch you guys later.
I'ma make all these bitches say, damn, I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.